Welcome back to Believers Academy. My name is Chris, and this wonderful lady beside me is my wife, Camille, from the staff of Kenneth Copeland Ministries. And we are on our second lesson in our series, Favor the Way to the Top. Today, Kenneth Copeland and Bill Winston are teaching about divine favor and grace. Camille, let me ask you this. Does life sometimes seem like one big struggle?
In one word, yes. In this lesson, we will learn that the struggle is a result of the curse Adam brought on the earth. But the good news is, God wants to remove that struggle from our lives through His divine favor and grace. We hope the study tools located under this video will be helpful to you as you study this lesson. And don't forget, you can take the quick quiz to test yourself on what you have learned. Remember, this lesson is for you, so you can go at your own pace. At any time during the presentation, feel free to pause to look up scripture, write notes, and even go back so that you can catch every point. We are so happy that you are joining us in the study. Are you ready to get started? Let's join our teachers now.
Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. This is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Let's have a word of prayer. We'll get right into today's Bible lesson. Father, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
We give you praise and honor. We open our hearts, we open our eyes, we open our ears, we open our minds for revelation from heaven, your word, your ways, your will, your life. We choose you, sir, and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Bill Winston, God bless you, sir.
God bless you. Good to be here.
Amen. Hey, let's go right back in there at the book of Genesis again.
Okay. In Genesis chapter 12, this is when God, of course, is choosing Abraham. And we're talking about divine favor, talking about the favor of God. And sometimes the Bible calls it the grace of God. But how he spoke here to Abraham, he said, "Now the Lord has said to Abram, get thee out of thy country, from thy kindred, from thy father's house, into a land that I will show thee." Now, he's going to lead him out of there. He doesn't have a brochure, doesn't have a map. He's going to have to follow God.
One day at a time.
One day at a time. And a lot of times, people don't want to follow God like that because they say, "Oh, well, I don't know." That's the best place you can be. Just follow God, because that's the kingdom. The kingdom operates by command. And God gives us leadings by the Spirit of God, shows us what to do, leads us into places. He's got the perfect timing. He'll open the door, everything. Just follow God. And so now he said in verse 2, "And I'll make of thee a great nation. I'll bless you and make your name great, and thou shalt be a blessing." One translation in the Amplified says, "I'll bless you with the abundant increase of favors." Now, when somebody hears favor, sometimes, you know, we've had the traditional, you favor your grandmother, you know, or he favors his right side. He's kind of limping on his right side or something like that. Or can you do me a favor? And we have minimized the power of divine favor. But divine favor is a very, very powerful thing. The Apostle Paul says over in 1 Corinthians 15:10, he says, "It's by the grace of God I am what I am." Now, I think that's 15 and not verse 5, chapter 5. I think it's chapter 15. "By the grace of God I am what I am." Now, what is he saying? That grace is another word for favor. That it's by the favor of God that I am what I am. And a lot of times what's happening is we haven't looked in the Bible and seen that anybody who went anywhere with God had the grace of God to do it. They had the favor of God on their lives to do it. The Bible even talks about, and we'll get to it later on perhaps in the broadcast this week, but that Jesus had favor. He had favor. The favor of God was on him. The favor of God came on Mary. He grew in it.
So you can grow in favor.
But as we look at favor, what is favor? It's God's aid or support. It's God coming into our situations and providing a way or giving encouragement. It's where we actually, the favor of God comes in our lives and it gives us, he imparts something to us, a strength to us sometimes. In the favor of God, he gives us support. He endorses us. Sometimes people want you to endorse a book. Why? Because they want to use your credibility. They want it so forth. And so God does that with us. And so as He's moving us in life and distinguishing the church, He's giving us favor. He's going to open doors for us. He's going to make it. See, God wants to take all the struggle out of our lives.
Oh, yeah. Well, the struggling came with the curse.
My goodness, Brother
Cole. Jesus was made to be a curse for us, that we might be the very seed and offspring of Abraham.
That's it.
And that's what anything He promised Abraham is mine through Jesus.
And we've got to take advantage of
that. Because that's His will.
Exactly.
That's God's will.
Exactly.
It's not His will for just this special one. But no, it was His will for all men for all time to be blessed in His life. Actually, grace is His desire to treat you and me and everybody else as if sin had never happened. Heaven is the will of God. The blessing of the Lord is the will of God. And grace is giving it to you when you're a foul up. He knows you fouled up. He'll fix it for you if you just let Him.
I mean, to actually come in to a big meeting that is packed and all the seats are taken, and you come in the back door and the usher says, I've got a special seat for you. And bring you all the way to the front, that you and your wife or wife and husband, whatever, sit down there and say, wow, that's the favor of God.
That's the favor of God, yeah.
And a lot of times, God's people don't realize that God wants to give us that kind of favor.
All the time.
All the time, isn't
all
it?
All the time.
That's true.
All the time. Well, I think He wants you to struggle a little so you can learn some things. No. Here's where you learn things.
Yeah, that's...
You take this, the truth, and then you go apply it. Mm. Now, Satan's going to see to it that you got the fight. But the good fight of faith is a good fight. It's not a bad fight.
That's good.
Because He's already whipped. Mm. So the fight of faith is steadfastly standing against Him when He comes to try to steal this word away from you. Because this works. It works all the time,
every time.
Amen.
So now, if you move on with that whole concept of favor, then you move, you know, through the life of Isaac, and then move on to the life of Jacob, and then it's really shown there in the life of Joseph. Let's go over there. That's Genesis chapter 30, 39. All right. In Genesis chapter 39, and it talks about here, Joseph was brought down to Egypt now, and he's working for a man named Potiphar. And he said in verse 2, and the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. And the master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand. And Joseph found grace. There it is, right there.
Right there.
In his sight. And he served him. And he made him overseer of his house and all that he had, and put all that he had, he put into his hand. Now notice, favor or grace is taking Joseph to the top. Now this is what God wants to do with all of His people. Now I'll just keep reading in verse 5. And it came to pass from that time that he had made him overseer over his house and over all that he had, that the Lord...
Grace made him an overseer.
That's true.
Grace put him on top, didn't it?
Yes, it did. Yes, it did.
In the blessing of Abraham, it says you'll always be the head, not the tail. And if there ever was a tail, he was it when he got in there. Because this man is a... this man is a general officer, man, and a very wealthy man, and a landowner, and this kid's a little Hebrew slave.
18-year-old, whatever it was, he was. And look what favor and grace was doing for him.
I've never seen that word in a connected that.
Now let's go on down here, because he's not done. Look at verse 5. And it came to pass from that time that he made him overseer over his house and all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake, and the blessing of the Lord was upon all that he had in the house and in the field. Watch this. And he left all that he had in Joseph's hand, and he knew not aught that he had, save the bread which he did eat. And Joseph was a goodly person and well favored.
Well favored. Whoa.
My goodness. Favor the way to the top. Favor. See, people have been trying to, who you know? What, do you know the boss man? And you know, so forth and so on. Well, he came in as a slave. He came as a person with no rights. He didn't even come in like we come in. He came in with no rights.
None whatsoever.
None whatsoever.
And no opportunity
no,
to
no
have
No opportunity
anything.
To have anything.
No reason to
no
have
No reason to have it.
To give him anything.
So now God's got to do this. And the favor of God is telling you right here. This is how powerful favor is. Because somebody come to me and they said, Pastor, I've been incarcerated. And, you know, I got out and I got a couple of jobs. And each time they found out that I had a, you know, a prison record, they let me go. He said, Pastor, you know, I'm getting discouraged. I said, you don't need to get discouraged. Mm-mm. I said, come on here, let's pray. I said, now we're going to agree for God's favor to be on your life. Even though they might see it, it makes no difference. He went out on that next job. The guy called him in, said, I see here that we got your records back, that you've been incarcerated. He said, you know, I've been thinking that we need to work with some of you all to get you into a place where you're supposed to be.
God had it in his mind. He put it in his mind before he got there.
He came back and told me about it.
Oh, Bill, isn't that good?
He said, Pastor, guess what? I knew what. Because God's word won't return void. This is his right to have favor. He's the seed of Abraham.
Yes, sir.
Once he gets born again, the record is expunged.
Oh, yeah.
Glory to God.
Let's deal with a point here. To renew our minds, particularly all of you young people that listen to me, or anybody out there that is in the process of looking for employment, or you got laid off and all this economical mess and all that, listen very carefully now, because the Lord had to renew my mind about this. Nobody gives somebody a job. No. That's what the plantation owner did. Hey, come here. Go over there and get the shovel and dig two holes over there and then take dirt over and put it over there, and you get done with that, come back, I'll give you another job. No. People hire people to solve problems. I have something I want done. I have something that needs to be solved here. And you've got the skill to do it, then you're the one I need to do this. Now, Potiphar came in there with nothing. He's a slave.
Joseph.
Mm-hmm. Joseph came in under Potiphar's rule. He's a slave. But this kid turns out to be, he solved this little deal and he solved that little problem, and they've been working on this for a long time. Well, how do you do that? Well, but look what, And the first thing you know, they're saying, I don't know what we're going to, well, call Joseph. He'll have an answer for this. And the favor of God solves problems. By the blessing of the Lord. It prospers and solves problems. Well, we're up against it here. We've been trying to figure out how to make this work. And all the big engineers have tried and all that. I remember one time, the place right close to my dad's office, and there's an old railroad trestle there, and a guy drove a big old truck under it and jammed it and got that truck stuck in that thing, and it was down in a little hill. They had all the engineers. They're going to tear out the railroad sections and all that. There was a 9-year-old boy walked up and tugged the fellow on the tail. And he said, "Let the air out of the tires." The truck came down and drove it out. Well, God's favor does that. Favor put it in that man's mind that, you know, these guys need some help here, and in this young man walked. Mm.
And that's what was on Joseph, see?
It was on him, in him. He was, everything he touched was blessed.
So this favor gives you the ability to solve problems that will elevate you in the sphere of influence that you're working in, and eventually have you to have a platform where other people are going to want to know about your God.
Yes, sir.
That's the end product right there.
That's the end product. Mm, mm, mm. How are you doing this? How are you prospering in all this mess like this? I mean, how'd you do that? You sold your house 20% above the market. And my house is just as good as yours in the same neighborhood, been sitting there 2 years, no nobody want it.
Brother Coleman, what we're saying here is that the favor of God can be on somebody in real estate, in business, where they're trying to get contracts. Am I right about this?
Oh, absolutely.
So I'm saying the favor of God can be in any area and cause that person to be elevated in society, that God would distinguish his people, that people can see that God is with them.
Absolutely.
My goodness. Mm-mm. I'm telling you, you know, when we first came to Chicago, I tell the story because we only came with $200. I mean, it's like God waited till I got down into to my last quarters, you know, and said, "I want you to go to Chicago." So we came from Minneapolis and came. We had $200 in a checking account. That's what we had. But a dear sister said, God spoke to her and said, "Come and stay with me at my house here." She was a producer, some big broadcast, and stay at my house. And for you and the whole family now, for you and your wife, to take my bedroom and stay there. And I'm staying in another place in the house, and just to make sure that everything that you all need, you have. And that's the way we started. Now, watch this. Then I was called to go preach down at this place in one of these areas of the west side of Chicago. And when I went to preach, God started working miracles all over the place. Brother Copeland, it was nothing that I did different. I'm just ministering now. Miracles broke out. The person who was over the church said, God just spoke to me, said, give you this church, the people, everybody, and for me to hit the evangelism field. That's the way we got started. That's faith.
You know what? I just saw something in there. See, God is never just working in one spot.
Yes, that's right.
He's working working his plan. He got the plan for that guy needed to be out there in the field.
Exactly,
he wasn't
right.
Supposed to be in that church.
Right.
He's supposed to be out there in the field.
You're
supposed to be in the church.
Right.
Instead of being
gotcha.
In Minneapolis.
Gotcha.
He's working all of this together because he's got a plan, Bill. Oh, and his plan is big, and it's rich, and it's wonderful, and it's glorious, and it's full of grace.
And look what all he's done since we've been there. I mean, this is the favor of God opening up doors and giving us divine assistance, endorsing us, you name it.
It's on anybody that's born again.
Praise God in heaven.
Before we close the day, let's get over there in 2 Corinthians, because there's something there we need to set as a stone in this teaching, set a cornerstone here. This is the truth. And look at this. Verse 8, 2 Corinthians 9, God is able to make all grace, all of it, abound towards you. Now, here's the purpose. That you always having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work. Now, here's the bottom line of grace. All of it. All grace is designed for this purpose. God doesn't want you. He doesn't want you. He doesn't want me dependent on anybody but Him.
Isn't that something?
He don't want you dependent on the government. He doesn't want you dependent on your parents. He doesn't want you dependent on your children. He doesn't want you dependent on your job, your education, or your lack of it.
That's good.
He doesn't want you dependent on anybody but Him. And He'll pay you way more than you're worth. Amen. Because Jesus has been appointed heir of all things. There's no thing He doesn't own. And we are joint heirs with Him. We own this earth.
Glory to God. Brother Coleman, that's shouting material.
We own it.
Yes, sir.
The thing that He can do that's exceeding abundantly beyond all you can ask or think is to make all grace abound towards you. That's beyond what you can ask or think.
My goodness.
Last verse of 2 Peter. I was reading my chapters the other day. And I got up that morning, and every time I do this, when I start out, I say, Father, I thank You today. I'm feeding on Your Word. Your Word is health, medicine to all my flesh. When I read my chapter, I read it out loud.
Yeah.
And I got down there. I'm just closing 2 Peter, and I'm going into, 1 John. And it says, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To Him be glory both now and forever. Amen. And the Lord arrested me. He said, no. He said, you stop right there. He said, that's a command. I told you to grow in grace and in the knowledge of me. I said, I obey, sir. I take it. I have it. I grow in grace. I grow in the knowledge of You, sir. By faith, I receive it. I'm growing in grace. I'm growing in grace.
He said in Luke chapter 2, verse 52, and Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man.
So we can have everything He has, and we're out of time.
Praise God.
That's the end of our second lesson in the series, Favor the Way to the Top. Aren't you glad to know that God doesn't send struggles to teach you a lesson? Instead, He sent His Word. We hope you're enjoying Believers Academy and this teaching. Don't forget to take advantage of the free downloads located right here on your screen. You don't want to miss our next lesson, God Will Not Fail You. Learning to put your full trust in God will change your life forever. Until next time, have a wonderful day, and remember,
Jesus is Lord.